Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city.
Hello, everyone. God bless you today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we're on Blog Talk Radio every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Prophetic News broadcast. And we are also on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Prophecy Zone. Phil Armstrong of the Prophecy Zone has a network, and it's very exciting to put together a group of people who love the Lord Jesus Christ, who know the Lord Jesus Christ, and we want to preach and teach the gospel, the good news of the Lord and Jesus as Savior. He is a Savior. He can save you. He can redeem you. He did it for me. I know what he did for me, and he can do it for you. I also want to make you aware of the chat room is open. This is also a live call-in show. If you'd like to call in, the number is 914-338-1638. And the topic today is You Are What You Eat, Food Wars. Very important to try to keep yourself healthy so you can do something for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Also, I want to direct you to my website, which is propheticnews.com. There's some great articles there for your information. Many topics that will bless your life. There's so much to learn. We're ever learning. We will spend the rest of our lives here learning about God and the good things of God. Also, we have a YouTube channel, and that is Jonah, T for Tom 48. We have quite a few interesting videos up there. I thought one interesting thing about my YouTube channel. Now, God has really been blessing the YouTube channel we've been on for about 4 months. We've had over 43,000 visits to our videos, and we want to thank God for that. Also, I have a video on YouTube, Paula White and Benny Hinn, and I put it in quotes, affair, because I have no evidence they had an affair. All I know is that they were in Rome together while Benny was still married. He has a pending divorce, and they were, looked like they were dating. But, anyway, some people get very upset when you say anything. They say, well, you're gossiping. Well, it's not gossip. Gossip is when you make up things. Facts are facts, and the truth is truth. I think that if we portray ourselves as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we shouldn't be dating people when we are not divorced yet. That's not gossip. That's truth. So, anyway, but I thought it was interesting that I have over probably 30,000 hits on the Paula White Benny Hinn video. and only about 90 hits on my video that I did about vaccines from abortion. Now, I think that vaccines made from aborted babies that they are injecting into children mainly and adults, it's a more important issue, but it shows me what people are interested in. I would think that more people would be interested in the fact that their child might be injected with an aborted baby in their vaccination than in the Benny White, Paula Hint, Benny Hinn, Paula White, goings on then, you know, it just goes to show you, but that's why I'm doing this program today on food wars. It's also a very important topic. I think that people should try to eat healthy, try to keep themselves in good shape, be your own physician for the most part, then you wouldn't have to spend so much time in the hospital and at the doctor's office and on 24 medications. I like, and I'm not a follower of Hippocrates in no way, but he said, let food be your medicine. And for the most part, that's how it should be, because God gave us fruits and vegetables and grains and nuts and meat, and he gave us so many good things to eat. And we can get our vitamins and our nutrients from good, organically grown food, and we can be healthy, do something for Jesus, and you won't have to use government health care. That's a scary proposition. But anyway, I do have some great guests coming up in the future that I want to mention, because I love to do interviews. I find that you can learn so much from other people. God has different people in the body of Christ with different specialties. I spend a lot of time researching trends and cults and especially pulpit pimps, people that I like what Brother James Sundquist said in me email today about the scoundrels that I like to expose the scoundrels, and that's the truth. It's a good word. Scoundrels that use the gospel for their own gain. But anyway, James Sundquist, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, he'll tell me, he will be my guest on December 4th. It's a Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And he wrote a book called Who is Driving the Purpose-Driven Church? Now, he calls Rick Warren the most dangerous pastor in the world. So I can hardly wait for this interview. I think that it's going to be very, very exciting. And we will get some great information. He has a very esteemed background, really, a good brother in the Lord. So I want you to also, if you want to, you could go do a search. And also on YouTube, you can pull up some videos and some information on James Sundquist. It's Sundquist. And the book is Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Church? So that's December 4th, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, I'm going to have an author on, and he has just written a book called Thieves, and he will be with me in December. I think it's December 13th, but I'll get the date for you. And he has written an expose about Mike Murdoch, and some of the other pulpit pimps, but he was a student at Christ for the Nations, and he sent me a small segment of a chapter that he had written, and he tells the story of how he was a Bible school student at Christ for the Nations, and Mike Murdoch, I guess, was a guest speaker there, and he was helping, and he was carrying Mike's 600-pound or 60-pound safe, rolling it down the stairs because it was full of money. Well, anyway, that's going to be a great interview, so I can hardly wait to talk to some of these people. And I think that it's going to be a blessing for you also to get to know some of our brothers and sisters in the Lord and hear what they have to say. So also I want to mention a scripture today, John 3, and I love this verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Also, John 3, verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And for any of you out there that you've never been born again is a term that Jesus used. We must be born again. We are born first of our mother, born of water, and then we must be born again of the Spirit of God unto salvation. And I believe that salvation takes place at the time that you are born again. I know for myself, when I gave my heart to Jesus over 30 years ago, that I was born again by confessing him as my Lord and Savior, and repenting of my sins, believing in who Jesus Christ is, the Son of God, that he came to earth and he died and he rose again and he lives. He's alive. He's a real God. We are created in his image. I believe that Jesus Christ taught salvation when he was on the earth, because Jesus Christ is salvation. We don't have a works religion where we have to keep working. I grew up as a Catholic. I know what it is to try to keep working to attain salvation. Either you have it or you don't. So, and also, if we look at Jeremiah 3, verse 14, we see that that scripture says that God is married to the backslider, that when people backslide, Jeremiah 3:13 says, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. God is married to the backslider, so he doesn't leave you. He continues to minister to you, to try to draw you back unto himself. We have a merciful God that loves people. He loved people so much that he gave his Son. And we have to be ever mindful of that. So I just wanted to mention those things to you. Perhaps you are listening today and you tuned in to hear about the food wars. And I also want to let you know that there is a God in heaven who created the food. Food didn't come from evolution. or from the Big Bang. Food came from God. He did a pretty good job. I mean, when you look outside and you look at the trees and the birds and the water, God did such a wonderful job. So it's quite alarming, really, that men have taken it upon themselves to change food. And they think that they're doing a good thing, but maybe some of them don't think they're doing a good thing, because it's funny that after World War II, many of the Nazi scientists were let into this country. And now imagine that, like, why would we want any type of scientific research done by Nazis? I don't know. Now, that's strange in itself. So we get people then that they want, they're trying now, and in all the years I've been alive, I am old enough to know things, I've never seen this kind of thing with the food. Now, when I grew up, we had local markets. Well, you had the meat market, you had the fish market. I mean, we even had somebody come by with a horse and carriage, and they would be selling fruit going up and down the street, fresh fruits and vegetables. Also, mostly everything was locally produced, so you had fresh food and bakeries. It was a wonderful time, really. But now, food is being grown in so many foreign countries, and it's being exported here. Farmers are being encouraged to use genetically modified seeds. Now, if you don't know anything about genetically modified food, some of the seeds are, they contain weed killer. Now, they're actually putting the weed killer into the seed so that they don't have to spray the fields. So that when they're producing the food, you're actually eating the weed killer. Also, the seed will not reproduce itself. It has no life in it. They want, Monsanto especially, wants the farmers to buy their seeds from them every year, and they do not want them to have seeds. So then actually, eventually, they will try to control the food, how it's grown, how much is grown, and it's really a scary proposition. The only way you can avoid not eating genetically engineered food is to try to buy organic. There has been a problem, though, with these genetically engineered foods, such as corn, soybeans, cotton, sugar beets, corn syrup, some of the rice. They tried it with tomatoes and potatoes, and there's a list on the internet. If you do a search for genetically engineered food, you'll find the list, so you'll know which foods to avoid. But the wind carries, and the birds then carry the pollen over onto, say if you have a farm and it's an organic farm, but you're near a GMO farm, well, there's cross-contamination. There's also been a problem over the last few years with bees dying. Now, it's my belief that the reason why there's so many bees dying is because they're pollinating on these genetically engineered crops, and it's making them sick, and it's wiping them out. So they're trying to spend millions of dollars and billions of dollars to find out why bees are dying. Well, they can't eat genetically modified food. Most of the food that you're buying at the grocery store is made from genetically modified grains, or the cows are being fed corn and soy that's been genetically modified. So your milk and your cheese, your eggs, it's all being contaminated. And there is a myriad of symptoms to eating genetically engineered food: headaches, dizziness, colitis, many things, many health risks. And so also, you know, you can go to the doctor and you can get all kinds of medications and they can do all kinds of tests to find out what's wrong with you. And it might be because you're eating genetically engineered food and it's making you sick. I know a few times when, you know, perhaps by accident, I had something that was genetically engineered. I would get a terrible headache. Ugh, just the worst headache that I ever had. And you feel nauseous. Well, imagine that, you know, your child is eating this and you don't know why your child is always sick, why they have ADD and ADHD, which most of it's coming from the vaccinations. But be a responsible parent so that you won't have a sick child. You know, I'm not saying it's the answer to all the ills of the world, but it does help to try to eat organic. Also, another product that's coming out on the market is nanotechnology. Now, my mother's sister, stepsister, she had a disease called Morgellons. Now, this is a new disease, but I believe it comes from nanotechnology. And what Morgellons is, and you can also do a search on the internet, it's, I think, M-O-R-G-E-L-L-O-N-S, Morgellons. What happens is these little hairy things, like these antennas, start growing up out of your skin. But it is actually, if you look at nanotechnology, you'll also see these fibers or these little antennas growing out of these nano devices. And of course, if you go to the doctor, they can't tell you why you're getting Morgellons. Well, if you happen to be using any type of products with nanotechnology, I'll send you to a good website. It's called the nanotechproject.org. They've got a whole list, A to Z, now of all the products that are being made with nanotech, and even more to come, such as sunscreen, face cream, hand lotion, paint, anything that says antimicrobial now. Well, they're making socks. Anti-odor socks, anti-odor clothes, clothes that won't stain. And most of these products contain nanotech. So it's dangerous. It's really dangerous. So the other day I was reading that actually now they want to start using nanotech in ketchup bottles, because they're saying that it's going to help all your ketchup come out of your bottle, so you won't have any left. Well, you know, it was fine the way it was. I don't need Morgellons coming out of my skin because they put nanotech in my ketchup bottle. Also, I see here that they use it McDonald's uses nanotechnology as an adhesive for their burger containers. I don't think you want to eat that. So there's so much to learn. Now, I myself, I've spent many years studying nutrition and food safety. I even wrote a book one time called Jesus is My Diet Doctor, which I may republish it again in the future. But I think it's dangerous to live on pharmaceutical drugs for the rest of your life. I mean, there might be some cases where it's absolutely necessary, but for instance, take high blood pressure medication. For the most part, you can control your own blood pressure with proper diet, exercise. You might not have high blood pressure, and nobody should have to live on high blood pressure medication their whole life. I mean, that's ridiculous. And clogged arteries, high cholesterol, most of it, unless it's genetic or, there's something wrong with you, most of it can be controlled through diet and exercise. So there's also a wonderful pill you can take called the Goss pill, because I believe Jesus is a miracle worker. I believe he's a healer. I've seen him heal me. I've seen him help me. And I don't like to see people suffer. So don't suffer unnecessarily if you don't have to. If you can get your weight under control and eat a good, healthy diet, you can stay healthy, be a blessing to your family, your children, be a blessing to the body of Christ, and you won't have huge doctor bills. And, you won't need the paid prescription drug plan at work because, you won't need to be on all those drugs. I mean, they've got a drug for everything, but they want you to believe that the answer to all life's ills are contained in a little pill, but that's not the truth. You know, they might help you temporarily, but it's really up to you to take care of yourself, because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're not supposed to abuse it with drugs and alcohol and a diet of junk food. You know, they said an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, it's true. An apple has wonderful fiber and vitamins, minerals. God made wonderful, beautiful food for us to eat. The danger, one of the big dangers of genetically modified food is that it's not labeled, so you wouldn't know you were eating it. So the best way to avoid it is to eat organic, and hopefully, I can't say it's 100% guaranteed you're not going to get any toxins in organic food, but I think you stand a better chance. Eat grass-fed meat. That's the way cows are supposed to eat. They don't really eat grain unless they're fed grain. They eat grass. Grass-fed meat is really quite delicious, and it's becoming more and more popular. So I'm happy I got to do these programs, because I think it's going to bless someone out there. Someone's out there that you're living on 15 or 20 medications, and you spend your life at the doctor's office, and you're in and out of the hospital with this surgery and that surgery. But, there is an answer. You can live a healthy life. God can show you how to eat. And you can get yourself some books on nutrition. If you have a computer, you can find out anything you want. You have a world-class library right in your house. So I want to thank you for tuning in today to my program. Thank you for listening. Everybody that listens, I'm so grateful for your support. And don't forget to tune in for our upcoming programs. And the most important thing today is give your life to Jesus Christ. You will never be sorry you did. He is a Savior. He saves. He delivers. He will give you a brand new life. He did it for me. He did it for me in an instant. When I asked him to my Lord and Savior and asked him to forgive me of my sins, he came into my life and he changed me completely. And we have a promise of eternal life. We have a promise of heaven. Heaven is a real city, and God lives there. And you can have a home in heaven, too. You can know what's going to happen to you when you die. It's a great and precious promise. So give your life to Jesus Christ today. He loves you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.